So I have a new thing that I'm trying. So, you know, already you and I are radio moguls and podcast moguls. We've already conquered that, right?
As much as we can, sure. We conquered radio. We're still working on the other half.
So my next thing is I want to be an eBay mogul. When eBay first launched, my boyfriend got on immediately. He's always been an early adapter. He's been in technology his whole life. He isn't right now, but he was always in technology. He was like one of those tech geek guys and stuff. And so he got on eBay really early. So he's always had an eBay account. But he was never like, it was the kind of thing where if we had something laying around the house, you know, or somebody gave us something we didn't want, we'd put it up on eBay, or we didn't really get things to sell on eBay. We just sold off stuff we already had. So he's walking down the street. This was maybe like 2 years ago. He's walking down the street, sees this big box in front of a friend's house, and he's like, it's open, it's right near the trash. He's like, all right, I'm game, I'll look inside. He looks inside and he sees about maybe 30 to 40 snow globes just there for the trash, like literally in front of the trash, like somebody was throwing out snow globes.
Like really good ones or like the cheap plastic ones?
No, the good ones, they were all glass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was a ton of them. So he gets on his phone and he pulls up eBay and he's like, I wonder if these things sell. Turns out there's a whole community out there that are like snow globe enthusiasts. And they sell for anywhere from $5 to like $40, depending on the size and the rarity and that kind of thing. He's like, screw it, I'm taking them. So he brings them home, he cleans them up, and he does a whole photo shoot with them, you know, like they're supermodels. And he puts them up on eBay, and they are selling like crazy. Of the 40, whatever money he had, he sold every single one of them except for one.
Then you gotta pack them up, though. That's a pain in the ass. And
Yeah,
then
that
send
was.
them out and.
Yeah, that part was a pain in the ass. But we figured it out. We got those little packing peanuts, and we got bubble wrap and special little boxes. And now he did a good job of like packing them up and making them look pretty and all that kind of stuff. And you know, they were from all over the world. So people that collect, you know, like, oh, I have all of them except for Alaska. No, here's your Alaskan one. And anyway, so he sold all those, and he was like, huh, eBay is like, it's lit right now. Like, it's totally lit. Let's see what else is going on. So he's instead of like selling stuff we have around the house, he goes over to Goodwill and he buys a bunch of things that have, you know, labels, like known labels that he saw that sell on eBay. And he bought them for like $10 each, turn around, started selling them on eBay. So I'm like, I got to get in on this. But I didn't even need to go to Goodwill. I just went through my closet because if you remember,
You got a whole storage unit too. Don't forget about that.
Right. That's what I did. I went to the storage unit. I got boxes of clothes, stuff that I bought in the 90s and early 2000s, labels like, you know, Chanel and Betsy Johnson and but like high-end stuff that I used to buy stuff like that all the time. You know, hey, only child. No kids. That was
Right.
my like I was like my shoes and my clothes are my kids. But I started selling them all on eBay. Like those boxes of stuff gone. All of it's gone. Like during COVID, that has been my side hustle completely. So he's so into it that there are all these women on Instagram that he's really into following. So this one girl that's on Insta is like one of his favorites. She's in Charlotte, North Carolina. She has an entire house, and like half the house is dedicated to all the stuff that she sells on eBay. But she goes to consignment stores, she goes to thrift stores, and she has a list of all the labels and all the stuff that sells. So, of course, I screenshot it and I went over to a thrift shop today. And I was like, oh, let me see if any of these labels are there. And it's better on eBay if you find something with the tags on it. New with tags is like gold. You know, something that's new without tags is good, but new with tags, like never worn, never used, oh my God, like top dollar. So I found this designer. And what you do is when you go to eBay, don't just look at if the thing is selling, because anything could be selling. You got to look at the sold items and see how much it's sold for. So I found this designer that everybody loves. I found two sweaters, new with tags. The sweaters were selling for a good deal of money, and they were for sale for $20 each. So I bought them today. I bought two sweaters for $20 each. So I'm gonna turn around and resell for, I don't know, 40, double my money. And then as I was walking out of the store, I found a brand new pair of Jimmy Choo shoes.
For you. So I'm going to buy two for eBay, and then I'm going to buy two for me.
Well, I almost did that, but then I went on eBay, and I saw that these particular Jimmy Choo shoes had sold again. Some of them were for sale for like $300 and $400. This particular pair sold just last week for $150.
Mm-hmm.
So screw it. I bought those also. So I'm going to experiment. I'm going to see if this woman in North Carolina, in Charlotte, North Carolina, is right. This Insta woman, I'm going to see if she's right. Like, can you buy a couple of items that are high-end stuff and turn around and sell them for, like, make money? She made, this is the big thing. She made $200,000.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, if you know what you're looking for, I saw something today online, VHS tapes that are still in the plastic. And you see that all the time at Goodwill or whatever. But, like, Weird Science still in the plastic, $250.
No.
Yeah, the VHS movies now are making a huge comeback for some reason. So if you get the movie in the plastic, game on.
Get out.
Yeah, and you can buy them for a quarter each at Goodwill.
So are you going to turn around and resell them?
See, I don't have time to do that.
Oh, yeah. So it's really easy. So here's what you do. Let me just tell you right now. When you go to eBay, all you have to do is find that item and just click sell one like it. Mm-hmm. And then all the information comes up. So you don't really have to do much other than take some pictures of your particular, you pull out your cell phone, take a few pictures, post them up there. It's very easy.
And on Amazon, you can just take a photo of the USB code and it pops up how much they're selling for.
Right. Yes, you can definitely, you can do that on eBay also.
My son was doing that when we were at a store closing sale going on. So he'd pick up like, I don't know, whatever, and take a photo of it and say, it's selling for this. And I always use the pawn shop example. As long as you can double your money, you're good to go. So
right. If you buy something for 10, yes, if you buy something for 10, you sell it for 20. I know $20 doesn't sound like a lot of money, but you've doubled your money. You're right.
Yeah. So anytime you go gambling, if you're going to double your money, you're always going to place that bet. So why wouldn't you do that anyway? And when you're going to Goodwill or a consignment store or whatever, you know, if it says Prada, buy it.
Right. Right.
You know, and you're always going to find Prada things, Gucci things, whatever, at thrift shops. That's where they go.
Yeah, but some of the thrift shops here in New York are really, they're on to it. Like I saw this one, there's a label on a jeans label called Frame. And these Frame jeans are normally like hundreds of dollars. So I went on eBay. I was like, oh, it's a pair of Frame jeans right here in this thrift shop. I went on eBay. They were selling for $75. I'm like, oh, awesome. You know, how much could they possibly be at a thrift shop? I was like $10, $15, $65.
Yeah. So that's why you got to find the Goodwills, because the Goodwills, they have a straight price for everything. So it doesn't matter if it's a Prada jacket or a Guess jacket, it's going to be the same price. It's going to be the $6.
Right, right. No, that's really true. This other woman that we follow on Insta, they do eBay, Poshmark, and Tradesy. That's what they're into, these women that we follow. This other woman, just during COVID, just last year alone, $130,000 in 1 year from reselling stuff on eBay.
Yeah, it's easy. You go there, you find stuff that looks good, you look it up real quick, and off you go. And those Amazon resale stores, I don't know if they're popping up in New York like they are down here, but you go on some days and you just find things nonstop. You find things for a dollar and you can look it up. You see people looking it up on their phone while they're shopping and putting things in bags.
Yeah, we don't have those here. I think they ship all that stuff. Like everything that gets resold at Amazon, I noticed, because I just recently returned something to Amazon, and it's a place in New Jersey. So, I mean, it's worth the drive out to New Jersey to the Amazon resale place to buy a bunch of stuff, but I don't know, it seems like a pain in the ass.
Yeah, they're everywhere here. I mean, I can tell you 7 of these things down the street. They're everywhere. And there's another one down the street, and they don't sell pieces, they will sell you the whole pallet. So they don't even know what's in the pallet. You just go up there and you say, I'll give you $600 for that pallet. You take the whole thing.
Wait, so do you want to go into business with me?
No, I don't have time. I have no time to do nothing. I'm not going to do this.
No, all you have to do is go to your local Amazon. No, just listen. Go to your local Amazon resale store, buy a bunch of stuff for a dollar, ship it up to me, and I'll sell it.
No, I don't have time. I barely have enough time to sleep.
Oh, you're so important. You're so busy.
I'm so with my job and this stupid show and my job and family and I don't know, eating and I don't know, sleeping. Sorry.
What are you doing on Saturdays? You're not working on Saturdays. Go do it on a Saturday.
Okay, so my one day off that I get to sleep and now I got to go work for you more.
I'm not saying every single Saturday, just one Saturday a month. That's all I'm asking. One Saturday a month. How about one Saturday every other month? This is not unreasonable.
You're just greedy now.
Do you hate money? Is that why you hate money? You don't like money at all. Why do I want money? That's ridiculous. Let other people make money. Why should I?
See, you're just going to make more money so you can buy more shit. So you just want more money so you can buy more boots. And there is one of these thrift stores, like in this little small town in South Carolina. And they have this section that is like Gucci and Prada and all that. So they take...
How much is that stuff there? Is it expensive?
Yeah, I mean, there was a Gucci belt... But they had it for like $35.
Okay, I think it might be worth it for me to fly down there.
They did have a pair of Prada boots the other day.
It.
Yeah, so I didn't ask how much those were, but yeah, I mean, how much are Prada boots? I don't know. Are they cheap? Are they expensive? I know Gucci belts aren't cheap.
Gucci belts are $750.
Yeah, you got them for $35.
And Prada boots are $1,250. Actually, anywhere between like $400 and $12. Boots are expensive. They're in the thousands. The nice Prada boots.
So if I could have got the boots for $50, that would have been a good deal.
Yeah, I could have turned around and sold them for $200 on eBay, but you're too busy sleeping and eating.
You're just greedy. That's all it is.
No, this is my new side hustle. This is my new business. You don't want to be my business partner? Split the profits?
No, I've been your business partner for for 20 years now, and it's made me this much money. Zero money.
Well, I'll split it with you now, 60-40.
Who gets the 60?
You.
But then I have to go out on my day off.
It's just one day a month. I'm not asking you to do this on a regular basis. Just once in a while.
For now on, though, when I walk into a store, I'll take a photo of something if I think it's good, and I'll send it to you. Then you
Thank
can tell
you.
Me. You can. I will give you that much. We'll start baby steps. So I'll take a photo of the Prada boots, and I'll say, "Do you like these?" And if you say yeah, then I'll buy them and send them to. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, if you're already there, what's the difference? If you're already there,
just
take the picture,
photo,
send it to me. Be very easy.